the indicative ballot has come back overwhelmingly that people are willing to take some form of action. And I think it now comes down to the PSC as to what they want to do.
And are the PSC wanting to collaborate with this?
Well, since close of ballot, we've heard nothing apart from, I think, an email yesterday and a letter. We are meeting this afternoon and we will be hopeful that something will be said. It hasn't been very helpful when the chair of the PSC has gone out on his page on social media making comment prior to meeting any of the unions.
Obviously, Prospect has accepted the offer. Unite has rejected it. What sort of kind of collaboration do you now have to do with Prospect to kind of find a mutually agreeable solution forward?
It's not a case of mutually agreeing with Prospect. Our sister trade union, we stand with. Their members have voted to accept. We've rejected on the basis of it's not a reasonable offer. It is a derisory position from what it was, and a 200 unconsolidated payment across the piece doesn't cut. And it's literally pro rata, meaning that our part-time workers get £100. You take out your NI and your tax, it's left very little. But once again, the top end will get that £200 and bank it and spend it on a cocktail somewhere around the world. It is unacceptable. And if there was a commitment from the PSC for the middle and the bottom earner, they would have used that cost envelope to give that money and distribute it to them people who need it.